I'm Annie Reese.
And I'm Lauren Vogelbaum.
And this is Food Stuff. Kind of.
This is our promo episode to tell you what Food Stuff is about.
It is about food.
Food science.
Surprise. Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
Food science, food culture, food history.
And drinks.
And too. Drinks as well.
In fact, our first episode is about champagne / sparkling wine.
Yeah. It's important to talk about both.
Yeah.
It's a square rhombus kind of situation there. As it turns out, very ambitious for a first topic, but we got to learn so many fascinating things that we are really excited to share with you about champagne.
Yeah, like it was a total accident and a terrifying one. Scary enough that people had to wear armor if they were going to be around it.
Yeah, that's because the pressure inside of a champagne bottle or a bottle of sparkling wine in general is like 5 to 6 atmospheres.
That's a lot.
That's a bunch.
We also talk about cauliflower in one of the first episodes, which might surprise you. Lots of math and science involved.
Yes. Cauliflower grows in fractal shapes that mathematicians have like painstakingly mapped.
Yeah.
For science. one of our other upcoming episodes is about sugar, or two of our episodes rather, because we had a lot to say about how horrifying it is. I think my favorite takeaway from that was exactly how thoroughly the sugar industry has infiltrated the medical discourse on the subject of sugar and fats. I had no idea.
I also loved looking into the sugar addiction. Is it a thing? Is your bowl of cereal really a gateway drug?
To cocaine? It's not.
No.
Probably. I mean, it's highly unlikely, statistically speaking.
Also, what does Napoleon have to do with the sugar beet?
Oh.
Yeah.
What? That Napoleon, he keeps cropping
he
up.
He keeps popping up in all of our episodes.
Yeah.
Except for yogurt, which is another one of our first episodes.
Yeah, surprisingly little from Napoleon on the subject of yogurt. But but we did get to talk about bacteria and bacterial poop.
And Dr. John Harvey Kellogg.
Yes.
The inventor of cornflakes and the coiner of the word sanitarium, who recommended fermented milk products like yogurt in both the diet and as enemas if you needed rapid results.
My favorite part about this conversation that we're having right now is that we independently pulled together our favorite little facts from these episodes, and they completely match up. So if you all would like to hear us talk about this and more, our very first episode about champagne is coming out on March 1st.
Yep, Wednesday, March 1st, and once a week every Wednesday after that.
We hope that you all will join us, and you can do that by tuning in on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play,
or anywhere else that podcasts are found.